This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with the gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.
Southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 15-minute trip. Now, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in as we head through this morning into the afternoon. Now there is a shower threat. It's not all that great. 48. Overnight tonight, 43 outside the Beltway, a little bit colder. And tomorrow we'll finally get some milder air in here. 67 with some afternoon showers. The light rain and shower activity tomorrow night. Cloudy Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Herndon, 29 in Greenbelt, 35 degrees in Washington. The 2020 census will ask about citizenship status. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It's Tuesday morning. Yeah, Tuesday is kind of that day. You're like, yeah, it's Tuesday. It's not a special day. Joining us in 10 minutes, Alana Treen from Axios will join us to discuss all the news coming out of the White House and Capitol Hill. And at 8:35, Kelly Lawler, USA Today entertainment reporter. Roseanne, coming back. A lot of people are very excited about that, and we'll tell you about her new show. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies.
Live here on what is clearly a historic day in Washington, D.C. You know the facts by now, but I'll tell you, 1 million people marching down Pennsylvania Avenue.
What do your T-shirts say?
Never again.
Never again.
Never again.
And on the back,
again.
We stand together.
The teenagers are teaching the adults, and hopefully we are all listening and absorbing and learning.
1 million people. Did I hear that right?
I heard it was 5 million.
Wait, so let me rub my ear. That's my ear. I'm rubbing it out. That doesn't sound right at all. I thought it was like closer to 200,000. For more on this, let's go to Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill. Joe, what this media coverage this weekend of the March for Our Lives was, it seemed like they kind of liked all these protesters and their cause.
Well, look, I think when you have reporters and pundits that are agreeing completely and totally with the narrative, then as humans, it's hard to hide their emotions, and we certainly saw that. A couple things in the numbers. First, we heard that it was 800,000 in Washington. Then it was lowered to 400,000. Some estimates are lower than that. Then the new number came out that it was, well, across the country in other cities, it eclipsed more than 1 million marchers. So that's why I think the numbers are a little confusing.
As I recall, I believe you're not allowed to do that math, because remember when Trump, the president of the United States, said around the world they had a record viewership, they were tutted by the press. You're not allowed to lump in people who are outside of Washington, D.C. That doesn't count.
I always thought that was such a bad rap on Sean Spicer, because I understood what he was saying.
Yeah.
He was saying, you know, with streaming capabilities that didn't exist 8 years ago, so you could watch on your phones and you could watch internationally, but maybe you didn't have feeds before, that if you add up all those numbers, and it was impossible to completely calculate, maybe more people did watch it, and the press was so dishonest where they said, but look at the pictures. Not as many people attended this inauguration. Well, yeah, President Obama was an historic figure. Of course that had more people.
Yeah.
But they purposely left out what Spicer was trying to say, and then he never recovered, quite frankly. It was an uphill battle since then. But overall, as far as the marches, you know, some Parkland students were shut out who didn't perform or conform, I should say, to the desired narrative, right? Who thought there should be more focus on law enforcement failures, or maybe thought that we should concentrate on other solutions besides gun control. I think this is a very complex problem, having 25 fatal school shootings in elementary and high schools since Columbine, right? And maybe gun control, to a certain extent, more measures is one part of that solution, but there are other ones as well. Great ideas that I've heard, like, hey, if you're not on patrol, you're a police officer, technology allows now, if you're going to do paperwork, just position these police officers when they're not out on the road, in schools, and then limit the entry points to two places. And this way, you're not really, it's not really going to cost you anything, and maybe you don't completely stop the problem, because that's always the argument against. That won't stop things completely, but you help manage it a little bit more. It's like terrorism. Maybe you can't stop these things completely, but you manage it. And then there's other things as well, like, is law enforcement truly prepared to engage? In Maryland, 2 weeks ago, right, at Graham Mills, there was a resource officer there that stopped the shooter. Okay, that's good. But in Broward County, in Parkland, you had four guys there who wouldn't engage and go into the schools. So we have to make sure that they're all properly trained. Overall, all those things could have been presented at this march for a comprehensive solution. Instead, we only got one, as if that will completely solve the problem. Right.
And the media is complicit in this, obviously, as you know. But so here's the thing. It's getting worse and worse. I think this idea of media becoming propaganda, it has become more and more evident. At least it's out of the closet now. What can someone who doesn't work in the media, like we do, we're inundated with this every day. How does someone who's not inundated with this actually find the truth?
That's a very good question. I would just say it's like dating. Find somebody that you trust, or an organization that you trust, and go with that best you can. The good news is, if you're worried, like, well, yes, the media has become propaganda. All it's done, it's like, you know, on CNN, Stormy Daniels has been the new Malaysian airjet, you know, the missing plane, where that's
exactly
all they're exclusively covering, instead of missing some big stories or just pushing it to their digital side. That's always the excuse. We covered it, but it was on our digital side. Okay, well, people are still watching the network, clearly. But I look at Trump's poll numbers very closely, and I don't cherry-pick polls. I go with the RCP, which is the Real Clear Politics Average. And he's been trending upward for months now. And you say, well, how could that be with all the overwhelming coverage around Russia and chaos in the White House and Stormy Daniels? How is he going up? And I think the boomerang effect is happening with the Stormy Daniels, not to the extent that it did with Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, where he ended up with a 65% approval rating when he left office. But it seems like people are seeing this and saying, guys, there's not really a story here. I mean, we didn't elect a choir boy. We elected a businessman from New York, from Queens, who loves to be in the public eye. I've grown up in New York, and I've lived here for 40 years. And I can tell you, the New York Post and the Daily News, 80s, 90s, and last decade, there would be an item on Donald Trump's personal life seemingly every other day. So people knew what they were getting when they voted for him. And for him to have sex with a porn star just isn't quite newsworthy. You can say, well, yeah, but she was threatened. Okay, do we know she was threatened? Because she didn't go to the police afterwards when a man approached her in a Las Vegas parking lot and said to her daughter, it would be a shame if something happened to her mother. If that was my wife, she would have ran to the police in 2 seconds. So that doesn't help her story. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but it doesn't help her story. And then you have her lawyer out there teasing discs on Twitter saying, here's a smoking gun, basically. And then he has 22 million people watching 60 Minutes, and he doesn't present it. Says, oh, we're saving it for another time. Why? You had a great platform. So I think people see all that, and Americans are smart enough to say, you know what, I just don't think, unless you present something else, there's anything here, and I almost feel sympathy for the president.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned how CNN covered the Malaysian airliner. It turns out Stormy Daniels' career was a black hole until all of this coverage. Like, she's like all of a sudden taking off. Like, you can subscribe online. You can see her naked at any point now. And wait a second, what is this all about? Because it seems like she's just pursuing a bunch of sustainers in order to make her career flourish, which it is now. And she's getting a huge in-kind assist from the press, which was, it's just willing to run on even thin evidence. I mean, look, Anderson Cooper did a good job of pointing out the following thing. She has three times signed public documents declaring that none of this happened with Donald Trump. And yet now their insistence is, well, that was a lie. She was lying then, but now she's telling the truth.
Right. It's whatever you want it to be, right? And look, I thought Anderson Cooper, as far as taking on Michael Avenatti, the lawyer, and bringing up the fact, because a lot of people didn't know this before, that he's worked for 150 Democratic campaigns. He was an operative. He worked for Rahm Emanuel. So, yes, there is a political aspect to this. So maybe as far as agenda, that's something that should be talked about as well. But I just wonder where the story now goes from here. What do we do? But either way, this is being treated again as a huge story, but it's not going to move the needle one bit. If anything, somehow Trump benefits a little bit because people see how ridiculous.
Actually, this sounds a lot like the Russia investigation in this way. Remember, the allegation was first collusion, and then it moved to obstruction of justice, which is like it's a process crime. It's the same thing as happening with the Stormy Daniels story. It arises as a story of an affair, maybe something that involves sexual assault. We don't know. And then we find out, actually, it was consensual. Now it's moving to a process crime. Did they wrongfully use campaign money to silence her? This moves in whatever direction it needs to in order for the president to look bad.
The pivot to the negative. It's a term that I've come to embrace in the last year or so as far as watching media coverage of this. And once again, you mentioned consensual. You're right. And what's baked into the cake here is the fact that you could go back to FDR and then to Eisenhower and Kennedy and Johnson and Bush 41 and Clinton, and they all either had affairs that were completely and totally proven and that they've admitted to, or they were accused, and there's a lot of circumstantial evidence around it. Either way, I think the American people have accepted the fact that powerful people, particularly presidents, have affairs. In Bill Clinton's case, apparently he's been accused of non-consensual affairs, mm-hmm. and that was ignored, obviously, because of the D next to his name. But what can we say? I mean, Donald Trump yes. is Donald Trump, and as long as he keeps moving ahead with an agenda and gets things done, all the noise around him I'm seeing isn't having the effect that I think the media would like it to have.
Well, Joe, the D after the name usually means disqualified from scrutiny. Thank you, Joe.
Well played, Vince.
Joe Concha.
Publishing with that, with those sort of analogies. I love it.
Joe Concha, thank you. As always, really appreciate it, sir.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. It's 8:16, so let's get to WMAL traffic and weather. We go to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, believe it or not one accident, but two on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, the off-ramp to Arundel Mills Boulevard. The ramp is blocked. Southbound near 100, an accident blocking the left lane. Columbia Pike southbound at Northwest Drive, a crash. However, this one is over to the side. In Bowie, Central Avenue at Kettering Drive, a crash on the shoulder. The George Washington Parkway southbound. Spout Run Parkway to the 14th Street Bridge, about an 8-minute commute. And 66 eastbound from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway, a 14-minute trip there. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today in the morning, you'll have a mix of sun and clouds. They're going to give way to cloudy skies this afternoon with slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 48. Tonight, cloudy skies, low of 43. Then tomorrow, again, starting off with clouds, but then we'll see some showers in the afternoon with a high tomorrow of 67 degrees. Wow, what a jump. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 37 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL. Joining us now, Alana Treen from Axios. She is an Axios reporter. We're going to talk to her about all things Washington, D.C. here. Alana, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Wanted to talk to you, obviously, the biggest piece of news is about the president expelling 60 Russian diplomats over the poison attack in the U.K., and getting all these other countries doing this as well, all doing this in synchronicity. Who organized that? Does the president get credit for organizing this? Who it's, you know, kind of like the March for Our Lives. Who organized it?
Right. Well, the president definitely has a huge say in this, but from what our reporting shows, it looks like his team, foreign policy, the people who are, you know, helping replace Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State, like Mike Pompeo, and others on his team have kind of was urging this response. Then again, I think it's important to note that the nerve agent attack in the UK was such a brazen attack that it was really hard for the president and for this White House to ignore it, especially since you know, all these European countries, whether, you know, throughout Europe and Canada, have also taken a similar response to expel Russian diplomats. Another interesting point to note, too, is that the way the president announced this. So it definitely is a bit surprising of a move, given his hesitance and his criticism that he's received for not taking tougher actions on Russia before. But he did this, and he announced this through his press secretary, Sarah Sanders, in an emailed statement. He did announce this himself because he's very loath to really call out Vladimir Putin on his own and one-on-one. But this way, it was more of an administrative move rather than a seemingly personal one toward the president of Russia.
The one thing that I notice about this is, like, you know, throughout the Trump presidency, he's never really succumbed to peer pressure, no matter where it comes from, including on the international stage. And so, right. So it seems like, you know, he just kind of decides on a case by case basis whether this merits it. Russia who the administration has, I think, routinely been tough on, despite sort of how the president's been framed up personally. This seems like the latest in a long string of U.S. punishments in the direction of Russia, and the president is enforcing it. All I'm saying is I kind of feel like the press's coverage of President Trump has been mostly unfair when it comes to him being tough on Russia. He maintained Barack Obama's sanctions. He didn't repeal them. And ultimately now he's actually doing the biggest persona non grata designation we've seen in a long time.
Definitely. This is a big move, and I agree. Like, when you look at some of the actions he's taken several tough steps against Russia, and many that his predecessor, Barack Obama, didn't. But at the same time, it's interesting to see the way that he's going about it. The president, and from what our sources inside the White House have told us, he really believes that the best way to repair relationships with Russia is by building a warm personal relationship with Vladimir Putin. He believes that it's great to be nice personally so you can get things done, that he needs Russia to help moving forward in a lot of foreign policy areas, whether it's with Syria,
right,
or other issues abroad that we're seeing, especially in the Middle East. But that's why we're seeing him be tough administratively, like I was saying, through legislation, rather than trying to make the U.S. look like this opponent of Russia itself.
And what is the response so far from the chattering classes, especially from the Democrats? Are they behind this? Do they think this was a good thing to do?
I'm sorry, I missed you. You went out a little bit at the end. Could you repeat that, please?
The Democrats, what is the response from them from this expulsion?
From this move? Well, I think the Democrats, from what we're seeing, are definitely, I mean, it's funny, you see there hasn't been a massive response to this that we've been seeing, which means, and from what we have seen, that they are behind this decision, pretty unanimously behind this decision. They think that this was a measure worth taking. Of course, they'll throw in some criticism saying that this is a measure that should have been taken sooner, that maybe the president had waited too long since the attack had happened a couple weeks ago. But I think that all in all, they're happy that such a move was taken, especially in the sense that it was a coordinated effort along with several European Union countries and Canada and other places that are taking similar action.
Elena, you know, Axios has been good on this for a while in terms of just chatting with various people inside the White House for real, like actually having some sources here. And oftentimes you glean information. We've heard the president over the last week or so reference that he's not quite where he wants to be yet with the people around him. What other shakeups are you hearing might be coming?
Right. Well, I think something really interesting was what we saw on Sunday. Chris Ruddy, he's CEO of Newsmax Media and also a buddy of President Trump's from Mar-a-Lago. He said on ABC's This Week on Sunday that the president told him he's expecting to make one or two more changes to his government very soon. He also said that other sources, not exactly the president, had told him that the VA Secretary David Shulkin is likely to depart soon. Some of our sources within the White House involved in these conversations have told Axios that the president hasn't made any final decisions on what he's going to do with Secretary Shulkin, but we can report that he has lost confidence in the secretary and is strongly inclined towards replacing him, but there's no final decision there yet. So
yes.
Like several other areas with this president, you know, one day the president and the White House might be feeling one way, and then the next they might decide to keep him and see how he's doing. So it's not clear at all whether he's in or out.
That's
but
right.
He's definitely not in.
Well, if we've learned anything about the president's decision making, is sometimes he actually makes a decision and then will either change his mind or wait to do it just to make the media look dumb too. There's a little bit of that.
Exactly.
Going on.
No, that's exactly how it is. So I've been asked about this before.
Yeah.
You know, whether when a specific time when we should expect him to get on. I'm like, honestly, I can't offer one because it's always unpredictable in this White House.
Elena Treen, Axios, thank you very much as always for joining us on Mornings on the Mall. Appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
A24 and WMAL.
Hey, raise your hand if you have way too much to do. Unless you're driving, in which case, keep both hands on the wheel.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
You know, some guys just don't get it. They don't get how busy you are. They act as though your time doesn't really matter. And you end up hanging around the house waiting for them to show up. It happens to me, too, when a plumber or the cable guy comes over. And that's why when you schedule a stand-up guy from Snell, your day planner is sacred to us. We'll never beat around the bush or give you some vague answer like this.
I don't know, sometime between 10 and 3.
I've built this company on respect for your home and your money and especially your time. It's just how we prefer to do business here at Snell. Upfront pricing, guaranteed work, warranties on all equipment, and we make sure our technicians are only the cream of the crop. That's why I call them the stand-up guys.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
825, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, right now they've cleaned away, cleared up on the outer loop of the Beltway, a medical emergency, but you still have a gaper delay between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, so just be patient there. This traffic report is sponsored by Page Publishing. Now to the inner loop, slow going from 95, 395 to 66. It is about a 20-minute commute. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, more like a 25-minute trip. 95 northbound at 610, there's an accident on the shoulder. 66 eastbound, slow going from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound just past 195. We have a crash blocking the left lane as well as the left shoulder. Have you written a book? Well, if so, learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Attention all potential new authors. Call Page Publishing. Do it now for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-470-4833. That's 1-800-470-4833. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds continue to thicken, but the rain chance not all that great, and it's mainly second part of the day today. Maybe just a few showers. Temperatures still chilly, upper 40s. We're going to shoot well into the 60s tomorrow. Better chance of showers in the afternoon. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Our patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit BeldenRadio.com. For a free in-home consultation. Our project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you'll get fast, professional installation in just one day. Right now, save 20% on your new Leaf Guard gutter system. Plus, no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. A better home begins with Belden. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit BeldenRadio.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 5 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of April 2nd, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Kelly Lawler. She's the entertainment reporter for USA Today. Roseanne is back. It's 8:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A train reportedly carrying a high-level North Korean delegation has left Beijing, but the big question remains, who was aboard?
An armored train appearing in Beijing, a cloak of secrecy and security sort of descending on the occupants. We're not told who they are, we're not told what they're doing. We do know that train has now left a little bit more than 24 hours later. Everything does, though, point to the fact that it is Kim Jong-un.
Correspondent Andrew Stevens and Maryland Senator Ben Cardin says Kim Jong-un probably was in China.
Clearly, Kim Jong-un is trying to shore up his relationship with China. It has been rough at times. We know that. There's some problems between North Korea and China. Clearly, Kim Jong-un recognizing that he's going to be negotiating with the United States, wants to get more friends in that region.
The FBI and Defense Department continue to investigate several suspicious packages that arrived yesterday at government and military installations around the Washington region. No one was hurt in any of those incidents. The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office now says the student who shot and killed a female classmate at school last week died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, not from being shot by a school resource officer. In fact, investigators now say the officer actually, his shot actually struck the boy's gun in the shooter's hand. Former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is headed to the classroom. He'll be a visiting professor at George Mason University. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,203, the Nasdaq at 72,21. Sports, another win for the Caps as they topped the Rangers. The Wizards were idle. The Orioles beat their AAA Norfolk team to wrap up their exhibition schedule. And the Nats host the Twins this afternoon in their final tune-up before the regular season begins on Thursday. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because spring is the perfect time to give your bathroom a makeover, IKEA helps you start the new season in style. Get up to 20% off all Good Morgan Bathroom Furniture Series from March 28th to April 8th. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA.com for more details. IKEA, make the dream yours. The news is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Arlington.
That sound gets any car lover's heart racing. But this sound doesn't come from just any car or any car dealership. This is the sound of an AMG for Mercedes-Benz. And Mercedes-Benz of Arlington has the only AMG performance center in the state of Virginia. If this sound gets your heart racing, there's really only one place to go. Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, featuring the only AMG performance center, selling only one kind of vehicle, Mercedes, just Mercedes. Get your heart racing at justmercedes.com.
Do you believe it takes a 6% real estate commission to sell your home? Neither do we. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $20 million in real estate commissions. So if you're looking to sell your home this spring, you really only have one choice to put more money in your pocket. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work. Face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699. 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound just beyond 195. An accident blocks the left lane and the left shoulder for that matter. Northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the off-ramp to Arundel Mills Boulevard has been reopened. An earlier accident had closed it down. Southeast-Southwest Freeway westbound from Pennsylvania Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel. 8 minutes your travel time, twice the normal time. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel is 14 minutes. And 95 northbound at Powder Mill Road. Watch out for a disabled vehicle that's on the shoulder. And a vehicle fire reported to the outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur. Very slow. About a 27-minute commute. Mass Transit on or near schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather is on the way. 48, so it's not today. Slight chance of showers this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 43 outside the Beltway, a little bit colder. Up into the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. There's the warmth coming in with a few showers in the afternoon. Thursday, even warmer, mostly cloudy. Highs will get into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Burke, 31 in Silver Spring, 37 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
We know that theme. We know that song right there. Roseanne, that can only be the song from the TV show Roseanne. It has gotten a reboot, and here to discuss that with us right now, Kelly Lawler. She is the entertainment writer for USA Today. Kelly, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so the Roseanne reboot, a lot of people talking about this, highly anticipated. Why, first of all, why did they reboot this show?
This is just the trend in Hollywood now. You know, there's so much TV out there, and they just, you know, ABC wants to break through all the clutter and bring you something that you've heard of before. So Roseanne is safe and easy, and it feels comfortable to watch again.
Is it because, you know, younger people aren't watching TV as much? They're watching, you know, Netflix and Hulu and all this other stuff, and they're downloading specific shows. So this appeals more to their parents who remember this show from the 80s.
Absolutely. There's a huge nostalgia factor, and I think that is really what the show is writing for the first few episodes. And it might not appeal to people who've never seen it before because of all the inside jokes.
Yeah. Now, one thing that is different about this show, and a lot of people are discussing it and are afraid that are going to drive some people away, is the political bent to the show. Roseanne and John Goodman were on with Jimmy Kimmel talking about the show and talking about that political bent.
Television critics got very excited about this, the fact that Roseanne Conner is a Trump supporter on the show.
Well, she did vote for the president.
She voted for the president.
Yep, she did.
And she, and that is part of, I don't want to give anything away, but that's part of the dynamic with you and your family on that show.
Now, and in real life.
And
it's
in real
like
life.
Everybody's family is pissed off at each other for one thing or the other.
Is your family mad at you?
Well, you know, we had some pro-Hillarys and some pro-Trump,
right.
And there was a lot of fighting.
All right, some pro-Hillary, some pro-Trump. So some people are saying, hey, this is going to sink the show because she's not anti-Trump. What do you think is going to happen here?
You know, the first episode really digs into this part of it, and I was a little frustrated with it watching as a fan of Roseanne because I felt like it made the characters turn into talking heads a little bit. They were saying buzzwords rather than talking about their real feelings, their real problems. And it just felt a bit unnatural. I think as the, you know, I've seen three episodes of the show. As it goes on, things get a little more natural. But I do think there is a possibility that some people who want to tune out of politics entirely and just want easy entertainment could be turned off by how prominent it is in the first episode.
Although I want to say ABC has gone through this over the past year or so when it got rid of Tim Allen's Last Man Standing show. Remember the allegations that ABC getting rid of it because it was very conservative. The ratings were fantastic on that show. He regularly made commentaries about things like Hillary Clinton on the program. And the show did actually very well in terms of a ratings metric. I imagine, you know, ABC looks at that and they think to themselves, well, maybe there actually is a space for something that's not overtly liberal, maybe something that's even a little bit more conservative.
I think there is room for, you know, both viewpoints on TV. Last Man Standing was, you know, that's more, as shows age, they get more and more expensive. The salaries of the lead actors go up and up, and, you know, it just became too expensive to be profitable for them anymore. But I do think ABC is looking to reach a broader swath of the country. That's why they brought back American Idol, most likely. And,
yeah.
You know, so It's interesting. I hope Roseanne just does it a bit more naturally. I was just frustrated with how it just felt like I was watching CNN and not necessarily like a really sweet family sitcom.
Yeah, and to your point, I know Will and Grace was they brought Will and Grace back, and I was so excited. No, I did not watch Roseanne in the beginning, so in full disclosure, so I'm not super excited about this reboot, but I was excited about the Will and Grace reboot, and we dumped our season pass on it because it was just so political. It just mm-hmm. I just felt like I was being lectured, and it was being shoved down my throat. So I'm really hoping that the Roseanne thing doesn't do that as well. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I would say if you are worried after you watch the first episode, stick around for at least the first three. Mm-hmm. Because the first episode is just, it's got all the growing pains. They're coming back together. It's not just the political stuff that feels a little shaky. It's the chemistry between everyone. It's the jokes. It's the timing. It's introducing the new kids. I think just like any other show that was premiering new, it has sort of those jitters to it. Even though you would think it would be so easy to slide back in. A lot has changed since it went off the air for all of the people involved. So
yeah, I imagine.
I really think if you're worried, you should stick around for just a little bit to get what it really feels like.
You know, one thing I've noticed about shows over the years is they often have a tendency to either mature or change in terms of their predominant themes. I mean, you can look at a show, for instance, this is a crazy example, but like South Park started off as a nonsense show. Now they're doing social commentary on social justice warriors. I mean, it's kind of changed in terms of its character. Roseanne in the 80s was, for a lot of people, an annoying laugh on your television that you blew past when you were flipping channels. Now, it may very well be an attractant for some people to be like, okay, this is nostalgia. And not only is it nostalgia, they're talking about issues in a way that nobody else on TV is. So, Roseanne, I think has a chance here, do you?
Oh, I definitely think it has a chance. And I think that it's definitely going to find an audience. It may not be as big as an audience as ABC is hoping.
Yeah.
But I think there is a market for this right now. And everything is getting rebooted. We're going to see a Murphy Brown reboot. We're going to see
right.
a Laverne and Shirley reboot. So
not Laverne and Shirley. Not Laverne and Shirley. Come on.
Yeah, they've already announced casting for it.
They're going to ruin everything. And for those of you who maybe don't want necessarily for the conservative bent, Darlene's son on this is gender fluid.
Oh,
so
good.
It brings
See?
In
a little something for everybody.
Yeah, there's a little something for everybody there. Kelly Lawler, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And the show premieres tonight on ABC, 8:43 on WMAL.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP now, there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you. 395 HOV lanes northbound from the Beltway to Route 1, a 13-minute trip. Not too bad. 95 northbound, however, from Fredericksburg to 610, just over an hour, so it's a slow go there. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south just past 195. We do have an accident. It is over to the side of the road, however. Quince Orchard Drive approaching Darnestown Road in Gettysburg. We have a crash. The left lane is blocked. Police are there. Old Ox Road at Rock Hill Road, a crash. And the Berlin Turnpike at Harry Bird Highway, a crash. Lanes are blocked. Police and the fire department on the scene there. And now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL, Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds start to thicken now this morning. Any limited sunshine will be this morning. Cloudy this afternoon and maybe a shower in here. Temperatures in the upper 40s. By tomorrow, some change coming in. Some showers for the afternoon and getting into the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
Use the home equity in your home to pay off credit card debt and save money. Learn more at cornerstonefirst.com or 202-625-1221.
I say I'm sorry.
Oh, man. An apology story for you today. This is unbelievable.
I can't believe you're going to embarrass me like this. I apologize to you in private.
Okay. Finally. Go ahead, Mary. Get it off your chest. No, actually, this one is not about Mary. This one is about a rapper by the name of Killer Mike. Killer Mike is apologizing, and not for all the killing, apparently. You remember him? He was the fat black rapper who stood alongside Bernie Sanders during the 2016 campaign. It's actually hilarious to see the photos of them together, you know, little old Bernie Sanders next to big old Killer Mike. And Killer Mike would introduce him at rallies in Atlanta and things like that. Well, Killer Mike did an NRA interview recently, like over the last week, in which he passionately defended gun rights for black citizens. So he sat down with an NRA TV reporter and talked about how, you know, black people need to have guns. And he said that that's, it's a right and that he wants to see that happen and he likes that. Well, then he got a lot of crap for it. People on the left very upset that he sat down with the NRA to say anything about anything. So now Killer Mike has this to say on Instagram. Listen.
There's a Senegalese proverb that says there can be no peace without understanding.
Sounds like a killer.
So I took a move out of one of my heroes' book, Dr. Martin Luther King, the founder of Kingian Nonviolence, and I sat with people who I might not always agree with. I sat with a group called the National Rifle Association. I did an interview about black gun ownership in this era. That interview was used a week later by NRA TV to disparage a very noble campaign that I actually support. March for Our Lives is a youth-ran campaign organized in part by kids out of Parkland, by kids out of Douglas High School down in Florida, and by kids all around the nation. I, being a former youth organizer, currently an activist and organizer, respect their leadership. So I want to say first, I'm sorry, guys.
I want to say sorry. He wants to apologize to his allies. On the left, he says. This is... What happened? First of all, I kind of view these rap guys in the same way that we used to view rock stars. Like, you're not supposed to care about this stuff. You're supposed to, blaze your own trail. Do whatever you want. Talk to whomever you want. Give interviews wherever you want. Who cares? You're a rap star. You have named yourself Killer Mike. That is so far from being conventional, I don't know what else you could do. Yet here he is, begging for forgiveness for talking to the NRA.
And he sounds so not tough guy when he says it. Right? It sounds like his dad just gave that interview, right?
Yeah.
This is exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, Killer Mike. What? How about Flower Mike? What? Snowflake Mike.
Vince is so disappointed. 849 on WMAL.
I'm sorry, guys.
When markets get bumpy, do you want an 800 number? An overseas operator? Or a robotic program to be your investment advisor? When the going gets tough, a financial advisor who knows your needs and goals gets going. This is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You think flu season is over? Well, not quite. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Flu season in the United States typically runs from October through May, so we've still got a little way to go. By now, though, I hope you know the best way to prevent contracting the flu is to get a flu shot every year. And beyond protection from the influenza virus, there's new research out of Canada showing that it might also prevent heart attacks. It's been a long time that people have been recognized as having an association with flu season and the development of a heart attack, says Dr. Kevin Schwartz, an infectious disease physician. Doctors don't completely understand why the flu sometimes triggers heart attacks in some people, but Schwartz says it could be a combination of inflammation, increased risk of clotting in the blood, and the stress that flu puts on your body. You shouldn't need another reason to get vaccinated, but there it is. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Napa know-how.
Napa Night Vision premium capsules are up to $10 off a pair. They provide some of the best nighttime illumination of any headlamp. And if you can't see how good of a deal that is, then it's time you did something to clear up that view. Like getting Napa Night Vision premium capsules for up to $10 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/18.
Hiring's hard, especially from job boards, but there's a better place to find great talent, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. LinkedIn. As the world's largest professional network, LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates. And businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL for a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/WMAL. Terms and conditions apply.
Stressed out, but still need to make dinner? Bring simplicity into your life with delicious, mouth-watering seafood from CPAC. Your family will love our jumbo butterfly shrimp and our popcorn shrimp. Add our products to your favorite meal and be a hero at dinner time. With CPAC, dinner does not have to be complicated. Super simple and super tasty, a CPAC meal is the perfect solution for dinner every night. Chillax, you've got this. Find recipes and more at CPAC.com.
Meet Abe and Shelly Abish of Abish Financial Services.
I take as much ownership as I can in all areas of my life. And I think that translates to our finances, too, and to our clients and those listening to the show. Be accountable. Take extreme ownership when it comes to your retirement, your finances. Meet with a financial professional. Review your statements and investments often. And be proactive.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Here's what our payroll customer, Laura, thinks about us.
Patriot Software and their amazing team are a crucial part of our business. They handle the details of payroll and tax payments, so we can focus on delivering exceptional customer service to our own clients. Patriot's payroll is affordable, easy to use, and it keeps us organized. They're receptive to their customers and strive to demonstrate that each day. Without a doubt, we will be using their payroll services for many years to come. Thank you, Patriot Software. 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
855 now WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Artie Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, Mary, Allison Street Northwest after Arkansas Avenue. Be careful, there's an accident there, and police are on the scene. Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south past 195. There is an accident. The left shoulder is blocked. This traffic report is sponsored by Bill Gordon and Associates. Quince Orchard Road, or Quince Orchard Drive, I should say, approaching Darnestown Road, there's an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene, as is a tow truck. Berlin Turnpike at Harry Byrd Highway, a crash blocking lanes. Police and the fire department there. Arlington Boulevard westbound at Washington Boulevard. Be careful, there's a crash there. Can't work due to a serious injury or illness? Well, you may qualify for Social Security benefits. Call Bill Gordon and Associates now and learn more for free. 800-932-1276. 800-932-1276. And now the 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds continue to thicken, but the rain chance not all that great, and it's mainly second part of the day today. Maybe just a few showers. Temperatures still chilly, upper 40s. We're going to shoot well into the 60s tomorrow. Better chance of showers in the afternoon. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 37 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
Spring freshness.
Is finally here, and it's a great time to give your rugs a deep-down professional clean. And there's no one you can trust more than Hadid. For your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odor, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. And more good news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every 2 rugs cleaned, get the 3rd rug cleaned absolutely free. That's up to 33% off. Come on, it's spring. Let's get those rugs cleaned. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Coming up on WML tomorrow morning, we're going to talk more about the census, that evil question. Who is responsible for that question? We may have the man responsible for that horrible question.
Let me ask Chris Plant an uncomfortable question. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I really am not in a position to address that right now. It's very complicated. I might have to sue you for even bringing it up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Russian government is threatening retaliation over one of the largest mass expulsions of its diplomats. The U.S. is sending 60 of them home.
The U.S. isn't even calling them diplomats at this point. They're calling them aggressive spies and saying that the U.S. is going to be safer without them. This is going to significantly hurt Russia's ability to spy on American soil.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. Federal authorities are investigating suspicious packages delivered to military installations and government buildings in the Washington region yesterday.
The FBI concerned and looking for whoever may have sent these across Washington, D.C.
Correspondent Barbara Starr reports no one was injured.
Mail screening procedures of packages coming in got all of these packages. They were all rendered safe. Thankfully, no one was hurt in any of these instances.
As the investigation continues into the shooting at a high school in St. Mary's County a week ago, we are now learning more about how the teenage gunman died.
The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office says the student who fatally shot a female classmate at Great Mills High School died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It happened during a confrontation with a school resource officer who also fired his weapon, hitting the 17-year-old in the hand. A 14-year-old boy who was shot in the thigh was released from a hospital. Maria Leaf on WMAF and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, with 2 weeks left in the Maryland General Assembly session, Governor Larry Hogan is pressing lawmakers to pass school safety legislation.
Classrooms should never be a place of fear for our children. No mom or dad should ever have to worry when they send their kids off to school whether their son or daughter is going to come home safely.
Hogan has proposed setting aside some $125 million to pay for safety features in schools, as well as another $50 million a year for new school safety grants. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and the heads of other social media platforms have received invitations to come testify on Capitol Hill.
You may recall that last week when he was asked in a TV interview if he'd testified before Congress about the Cambridge Analytica data breach, Zuckerberg said,
I'm happy to if it's the right thing to do.
Whether he has the most knowledge at his company about data security or not, he is the face of Facebook. So Congress wants to talk with him. He, along with Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, and Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, they've all been invited to sit before the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on data security and answer some questions. Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland House has passed legislation that would require internet service providers to notify their customers anytime there's a data breach that involves stolen personal information. No current state law requires that. Call him Professor Terry McAuliffe, the former Virginia governor, is taking a new job at George Mason University, where he'll be a visiting professor. Mark Rozelle is the dean of the Schar School of Policy and Government.
We're trying to give our students access to not only the best theorists in the fields of public policy and political science, but also leading practitioners who can enhance learning in the classroom by teaching how real-world politics works.
Rozelle says if McAuliffe later decides to re-enter politics, he would have to give up that teaching position. And Montgomery County is suing a Bethesda homeowner over a mysterious network of tunnels amounts found under the home extending out to the street and under other people's property. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24203, the Nasdaq at 7221. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Up one day and down the next. Coaster forecast continues. This spring, get Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Scattered storms developing late this evening.
From the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. I want to tell you about a special event I'm hosting on April 17th with Newt Gingrich. Only 75 listeners get to attend this very private gathering in Georgetown to hear me and the former Speaker of the House talk about the news of the day, the midterm elections, and much more. You can talk to us about what's on your mind, too. The proceeds benefit our new partner, APR, a conservative alternative to NPR and their new show, Our American Stories. They tell beautiful stories about the events and people that made America great and will keep her great. And unlike NPR, they don't take a dime from the government. So please, come and meet me and Newt. Tax-deductible tickets are $500, and there's only room for 75 of you at a beautiful private setting in Georgetown on April 17th. This is an amazing evening you won't forget, and you'll be supporting a great cause. To get your tickets now, go to aneveningwithnewt.com. That's aneveningwithnewt.com.
905 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you. Allison Street Northwest at right after Arkansas Avenue. There's an accident. Police are on the scene. Bolivar Washington Parkway southbound just beyond 195. A crash on the left shoulder. Arlington Boulevard headed west at Washington Boulevard. A crash. The outer loop of the Beltway slow going from 95 to the 270 spur. The inner loop slow from 395 to 66. It's a 20-minute travel time. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this afternoon and maybe a shower in here. Temperatures in the upper 40s. By tomorrow, some change coming in. Some showers for the afternoon and getting into the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Chantilly, 33 in La Plata, 37 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall,